Encyclopedias.
Because I'm not
part of the organization, but I would support it.
So what do you think? Do you think that the organization of Black Lives Matter is supporting Black lives? Do you think that it's productive in the communities right now? Or in this time of a need, do you think that the organization in a whole is actually...
I don't think Black Lives Matter is doing enough. Because, you know, for me to say that, it's like people feel like there's a lot of things that are really getting some progress,
mm-hmm.
but no laws are being changed. So if you Black Lives Matter, you got the hashtag, go change these laws. Get your legal team and go change these laws. You know what I mean? Because other than that, you're just capitalizing on the promotion of your Black Lives Matter.
Right. So, like, what do you think? I mean, there's a lot of money going into it. Who's handling it? Who's behind the scenes? I would hope that you research it and maybe could come on and tell me, because I've been searching, but I didn't come up with nothing.
I mean, I like to throw names out there because they
but you can.
You know what I mean?
This internet radio.
Oh, definitely.
They might shut it down,
but. I mean, somebody's definitely getting a check. But like I said, the whole Black Lives Matter.
You don't feel like they're doing enough.
They're not. Anybody that knows them, they're not. Like, when you look at Black Lives Matter, what comes to your mind? First thing that comes to your mind is somebody marching.
Right.
That shouldn't come to your mind. What should come to your mind is somebody making a difference, somebody changing the laws.
Right, true.
That's not happening. So,
I just feel like they should be out here in the community doing drives, but I haven't seen that. But they could just be mixed.
That's one part of it, though.
Like,
I can give out chicken and turkeys all day, but then I change the law.
Right.
You know what I mean? Again,
there has been some laws changed. Do you think that their impact actually had a lot of those had anything to do with the laws that were changed?
I don't know what laws you're talking about. Like, when you say there are laws that have changed, Apple doesn't know what laws have changed.
True.
What laws have changed? I'm like,
right.
What changed? You know what I mean? What was publicly known that we changed this law?
I should have got my list out.
Yeah, you should have got your list. We changed the law. We say, you know what? We're going to put gravy on the turkey on this day, and instead we're going to have.
How do you get the food? How do you get the food?
Everybody knows how to talk food. But you know, but I'm saying, what laws have really changed? What laws have really changed that says
cops can actually go for black?
Yeah, right now we're focused on cops being accountable. You know, white cops killing, Black people, unarmed or not armed, doesn't matter, but that needs to be something that needs to happen unaccountable. Like,
right.
It's crazy,
Yeah, because I feel like even the ones, from my research, the ones that are getting fired, they're just getting a job over in, two other townships. They're literally just getting fired.
But they shouldn't be getting fired if you're going to jail. Like,
right.
That's the whole
right.
point.
Because it's murder, and they're not,
right.
And if they're not taking it that way. They're not actually addressing it in that loose term.
They should be going to jail. Like, why does it even... See, that's why the whole police system needs to be destroyed and rebuilt.
Sure.
Like, it needs to...
I agree.
The whole police system is trash. Like, really.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a really good concept, but it's been compromised.
Absolutely.
It's been compromised, you know? You got white supremacists tied into the police officers. You know what I mean? You know, we don't know what's going on. We don't know who's who. We don't know which white cop is on our side, which white cop is not on our side.
Right.
But we do know that white cops are killing black people.
So we need to throw them on. Black cops doing this shit too. So I think we should throw the whole damn thing in the
trash. Black cops are doing the coons because they're scared to stand up. See, the problem is people are scared to lose their jobs. So once you're scared to lose, once you're fair, you already lost.
Right.
You gotta be able to say, I don't care about this job. I'm gonna stand up for what's right to make a difference.
Right.
But that's not what's happening. People are like, oh, I'm afraid I'm gonna lose my job. I can't feed my kids. I can't buy my favorite food.
Here we go with the turkey. So we got a question. Who is BLM? Who is Black Lives Matter?
You asking me that question? I'm the wrong one to ask that.
We don't come up with some conspiracy theory. Why is it not?
Black Lives Matter is a business. They collect
a check.
Collecting a check. Like, they hijacked it.
They hijacked the movement.
It was a good idea. Like, oh, Black Lives Matter. Great. Hey.
So you're saying they were sitting at some boardroom table like that, and they were just sitting there, and they was like,
yeah, it's like,
y'all see this hashtag going around? Somebody like did it.
No.
And then they was like, yo,
Black Lives Matter.
Because
if it had stayed a hashtag and stayed a movement, that would have been a different story.
Well, I know one of the reasons they use the hashtag is to keep up with current events, to keep up with a lot of the things that's going on. So, when they told everybody to black out, it kind of blocked the information that they were
getting. The blackout was the dumbest thing everybody did. I want everybody to know, All y'all did Blackout Tuesday was the dumbest thing y'all could do. I need y'all to stay woke and pay attention because you don't understand where these things are coming from. The internet is so gimmicky and bandwagon. It's like, oh my God, look what they did. I'm going to do it too. Look what they did. I'm going to do it too.
Right.
No thought, no conscience behind it.
Right, right.
People know that. So once you black out, you pretty much are silenced. You silence your voice for that day. It was like saying, shut up. And y'all didn't realize it.
Right.
Like
somebody said, tell them to shut up. Yeah. Give them this.
It's like, right. It's like once you did that on social media, you silence yourself and you are not relevant for that moment.
Right.
Mostly for that day because y'all let the black all day. So that means whatever was going on, whatever current event that was happening, you didn't see them and you didn't promote them.
Yeah, yeah. So this
happened
that day.
But it was a clever way of somebody saying it. It came from maybe one of the celebrities that got paid off or compromised part of the agenda, and they.
Well, let's go there. Talk about these celebrities. Like, do you feel like you are there? Like, I'm in my bag. You just got me going deeper. So let's talk about the celebrities.
The sellout celebrities. Yes. Go ahead.
I don't agree, but opinions do matter. Lamont, please give us a call. The number. I'm gonna put the number back
up. Yeah, he probably blacked out. Anybody don't agree, they probably blacked out. Because here's the thing, I ain't got to spend my dollars. I got to not spend my dollars and I have to black out to do it. I got to say, listen, y'all, you're not going to spend no money on this day. That's a different story. But
yeah.
I don't have to black out to do it.
So Lamont, feel free to give us a call, 516-387-1765, and we'd love to hear from you and your disagreement. We love people that disagree because
I love you disagree.
He loves it even more.
I love for that. Please disagree with me. Please get in the ring with me.
Please give us a call.
Please get in the ring with me.
The number is on the screen, and you know we can kind of go from there. But speaking of okay, so we talk about the celebrities. Let's jump a little bit into your thoughts on the celebrities that are, you know, jumping up on the screen and you know doing their lives or doing their posts. Saying, oh, you know, Black Lives Matter, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Do you think that, or they're giving instruction? They're using their platform to give instruction. Where do you think those instructions are actually coming from?
Well, if you notice, it's the same celebrities all the time. It's the same group of celebrities.
Right.
Meaning they are compromised. Meaning they have secrets they don't want to get out. So something is held over their head. So they have to do whatever somebody tells them to do, whether it's a handler, whatever they have. You know, I don't want to get too deep into that. I don't want to overstand anybody. But
no, go deep.
Nah, I'm just saying. I want to really keep it on this whole. I don't want to talk about the statue. You know me. But,
here we go with these statues.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Right. But what I'm saying is, so the celebrities, they're the same celebrities all the time. And they use as pawns to carry an agenda that people don't understand. That's why they're the same people all the time that you see. But they're the same people who. You know, I use the word compromise. I say they compromise. If anybody understand the industry, they trap you with a secret over your head. If you get caught up in that situation, you don't want the secret to come out. So now you become a pretty much, you know, blackmailed for your entire life until you die.
I got a good one I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I watched a video today of Candace Owens. What do you think about Candace
Owens? Candace Owens, oh, man. Man.
Before you dig into Candace Owens, let me say, she honestly makes some relevant points at times, and then she go on a tangent of crazy. But I feel like if you listen, and somewhere in there, the woman is she's a smart woman. She has good information. But I don't know.
That's the trash. That's the letting the trash.
Why would I throw Candace Owens in
the trash? I'm going to throw what you said in the trash about her. I'm going to throw that good information part in the trash. So let's highlight what she said that caused the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can say it correct, was she the one that said the situation with the person
that's
George
Floyd? Press one. Sorry about that.
The person George Floyd had a criminal record?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for her to bring that up, she's definitely a coon. Let's start with that.
Okay, right.
Because
right.
You're changing the narrative and changing the attention off of what really happened. Nobody cares about his record. Fine, send him to jail. You know what I mean? Kill him.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's fine. Send him, you know what I mean? So for her to say, well, what she pretty much said was, it's okay for him to die because he's a criminal record. The funny thing is,
gotcha.
There's a lot of millionaires today that have criminal records.
Right.
You know what I mean? successful people been have criminal
like our
records.
President.
I mean, I don't know about him. I don't follow him like that. Like, I don't know what he did or what he didn't.
So he's your president. But we're not doing that. We're going to take this call.
He's my president?
We're going to take this call, and then we're going to talk about this.
All
right, now we got a caller.
What
caller, state your name.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Lamont. also know my hey, so you know, all friends and family know me as Questave. But yeah, good evening, everybody.
You got a nice radio voice, Lamont. If I ain't know you, I'd be like calling you all the time. But I know you, so you can
ask
too.
Wow.
So I want to jump right into it. We started with talking with Black Lives Matter. And I don't agree. And where I don't agree is someone started Black Lives Matter as an idea. And to get something to become a movement, to get something to become somewhat a vision, you need structure. And this is where Black Lives, to sum it all up, this is where Black Lives Matter is today. Are they doing what needs to be done? That comes down to what you believe. No matter what facts are out there, no matter what internet search you do, no matter what information you take in from any sources, people are going to believe what they want to believe at the end of the day. I can tell you what I believe. I believe that us as Black people in this country are always going to struggle until that day comes when we all decide, the people, not just the color, the people, that we all had enough. And I don't think I will see that in my lifetime. And I have grandfathers and my own parents who's been at this struggle for all their lives as well. I'm willing to take questions. And I love what you guys are doing, and I highly appreciate it. And you guys are part of the solution. Conversation is where it needs to start.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not opposed to Black Lives Matter. I mean, I like the movement. I got signs and shit. You know, I'm all for it. But you know, I am curious about behind the scenes, and maybe you can enlighten, you know, me, the listeners, and everybody on what's really happening, because I think a lot of people are a little confused, I'm going to say, as to, you know, what the movement really is. And what I was trying to do today is really get someone to elaborate on, like, I mean, you touched on it a lot, but really to elaborate on the organization itself and say, hey, this is an actual organization, and what's the benefit? And mainly kind of concentrate, if you can answer more of the benefit of the Black Lives Matter movement.
So what I can say is, because I'm not part of the Black Lives movement, but somewhere in some fashion, we all fall into that. Say again?
I'm glad you said that you're not a part of the movement.
Why did I say I wasn't a part of the movement?
No, because you said you're not part of the organization. So once you say that, that means you don't know yourself.
Yeah.
So
you
have an opinion. You have an opinion of what you think. You don't have any facts. You're just guessing and how you feel. So when you talk like that, like for example, let's talk about the credibility. You call them up here and you're saying, okay, Black Lives Matter was started from someone. Who's the someone? Let's start with the someone. Who started Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, so, and I'm glad you asked that, because I wanted to lead into what I consider this exercise. And what I was going to say is, hey, you know what, because of the time period we live in, a reliable source is anyone will do BLM, who is this, in Google, and it will pop up. And, you know, your listeners and people who listen hereafter will do that, and they will read it.
Ask your direct question.
And your answer to your direct question is
yes, no,
you believe it.
No, the question is, see, if people like you don't want to accept me, you don't know things. What you could say to save your credibility is, hey, you know what? I understand Black Lives Matter. I don't know who started. You're not saying that.
Well, what I am saying is that anybody can go to a Google page and they can look up this information, but that doesn't really matter. What matters is what they believe.
Talking about you. All right, so where you from, good brother? I'm sorry, Lamont, is it?
Yeah, so, and I appreciate that. So, I was born and raised in New Jersey.
Jersey, okay, that's what's up. Shout out to Jersey.
Thank you, thank you. And, like I said, I can go into a Google search and I can look up Black Lives Matter. And, yeah, it gives a quick history. So it started in Boston on this date, and it has names of individuals who actually started moving based on this cause. But is that something that we all believe in? Is that something that we want to support at the end of the day?
Right, I understand what you're saying.
I'm a little confused. So you're calling in to elaborate more about Black Lives Matter?
Say again?
Conversation.
No, I'm saying you're calling in to give your opinion of Black Lives Matter.
I was calling in to because I somewhat disagree with what you said, but in light of that, as a black person, that yeah, you was cutting in and out there. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, let's get to the point of why you called and what you disagree with. I don't want to. We don't need to dance around the bushes about Black Lives Matter. I'm not a part of that either.
Yeah, what I disagree with is your opinion of who they are. That's what I disagree
okay.
with.
All right.
And like yes. I said, it's yeah, you cut in and out there. I'm sorry.
Okay, what don't you like that I said?
When you mentioned that Black Lives Matter is an organization that is profitable, has moved away from what they originally started, that's where I disagree. I don't think they moved away. I think they became organized. I think they became to the position they are to have some type of status, structure, and strength for their cause and their movement. What changes is what we believe based on the information that we get from numerous of sources. And we kind of proven that just having this conversation. I Google Black Lives Matter. Do I accept what I read? You hear what's on Facebook, social media in general, Fox News, CNN. You see the protests. You see the signs. It comes down to what you believe.
Can we talk about facts, though?
Well, you're talking about believing in the movement. And
right.
do you believe, and I mean, and what he's touching on is, do you believe in the movement?
All right, so let me get back to him, because he says he don't agree with what I said when I felt like, you know, things. My thing is this, Lamont, good brother. Do you know any laws that they have changed that help benefit us right now, what's going on with, you know, the cops not being accountable and the cops, white cops killing, you know, black people?
No, I do not know of, and this is one reason why I did call too. I do not know of anything of change that this movement has caused. To be honest with you, and I can speak for a lot of people did not know Black Lives Matter existed until George Floyd was killed by a police officer. I'm not one of those. I knew about Black Lives Matter years ago, but now because of the services that we have and the media that's out there and what's going on, and not only in our own country but in our own state, they blew up. But it blew up to something to people who wants to believe it. Now, yes, let me ask you this question. Are you willing to go out there, hold up a Black Lives Matter sign and protest? And if you're willing to do that, okay.
No, I'm telling you not.
Okay.
Not doing it.
And that's fine. And that's fine. Because I ask that question to a lot of people, and the answer I get is either yes or no. And when the answer is yes, I say, well, what are you protesting for? And I get a lot of different answers. So,
yeah, I'm not
but,
doing
it. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you taking my call. And this is very interesting.
Yep. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Stay with us. get raised off some more craziness.
You've been KO'd, but don't feel bad. Everybody does. Don't feel bad. That's what I do.
This is what I
got
to go through, Levi. Thanks for calling, Levi. Stay on the line with
thanks,
us.
Thanks for the sparring match. That was a warm-up.
No problem. No problem.
Did I cut him?
Yeah, you cut him off. He wasn't making sense. Like, his credibility started the window.
Everybody's credibility started the window.
Well, no, because...
I've never had to agree with anybody. That's what I'm just trying to get.
That's their fault.
If you out there and you can get anybody, like, anybody, anywhere, like, what, almost 20 years, this man don't agree with nothing. So
I mean, if it makes sense, I agree.
Thank you.
I like to eat.
We really, the chokehold. So, yeah,
what about the chokehold?
They are banning the use of chokeholds in police departments.
All right, listen, I got it. Who said that?
Howard Stockley.
Howard Stockley. I got a newsflash for you. And do your research. It's been illegal. They're just now acting like it's new. So there's no state.
Feel free to give us a call if you want to.
Any lawyer, the chokeholds for cops that were doing it, they killed them.
Definitely. You know what?
They better
call in. Please give us a call.
They better.
The number's on the screen, 516-387-1755.
It's been illegal, but they were not held
accountable. So, but who said, how do you know that it was illegal before?
Come on, man. I know police officers. I know lawyers. I don't talk to lawyers. I have lawyer friends. I talk to lawyers.
But if the police officers don't know.
Police officers don't know the law, but they're the lawyer.
But they don't know.
The
but
police
they don't,
officers not know
the
law.
They're
the
ones that do the chokeholds, though. They're the ones that putting people to. Because those are the people that are supposed to be trained to do this. So apparently they should know, right?
Of course they know.
They're saying that they didn't know.
They because they can get away with it.
So they just out
you
there.
You got to keep in mind.
Black cops are doing it.
Because they're coons.
So all black cops are coons.
No, the ones that don't stand up for what the white cops.
What about the ones that's putting them in the chokehold? I've literally seen videos where there's black cops putting black men in chokeholds.
He's a coon.
Black women in chokeholds.
So any black cop that chokes another black person is a coon. Yes.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
How is that dumb?
Listen.
Why are you putting them in a chokehold?
Because you saw
your white officer do it.
That's what they were trained to do.
Oh, put him in a chokehold?
Restrain him?
Y'all put him in a chokehold? Remember,
restraint
and chokehold are two different things.
Exactly.
We're not talking about restraint. Somebody said chokehold.
Right.
Chokehold is illegal.
So you're saying chokehold been illegal?
Yes.
If you disagree, give us a call. I thought that it was legal, and this is why they did it. This is why we
see it. What is anybody illegal? Anything legal?
Because it's a chokehold. I mean, I thought it was
legal. You watch wrestling? Is that where you get it from?
That's how they train them. Like, that's to restrain them. Like, I don't know. I mean, personally,
It's illegal for a cop.
I mean, it's illegal now, but was it
illegal?
So it's been illegal.
It's been illegal.
And you said you got your information from lawyers. He got his information from lawyers.
I have lawyer friends. I know me. I talk to lawyers all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, because they always, my lawyer friends prove me wrong all the time because they know law. I say something and they shut me down with illegal. I go, I don't know the law.
So my lawyer friends, you out there, you tuned in, if you listen, definitely call in. I would love to have this conversation.
Yes.
I need defense over here because this is not going to end well.
Yeah, knock him out the ring, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I do, man.
So my next question, you know, I got a little bit on Candace Owens, and we threw my theory. We were actually going to jump into it. So, basically, if you missed it, what I said about Candace Owens is sometimes she actually makes some valid
Yeah, broken clock is right. Well, how many times a day? Come on, man. Stop.
So, what is your take on Candace Owens? I mean, there's so much to say about this woman. She is delusional, but she makes some valid points at times. What do you think?
I think she's a sellout for attention.
You think she's what do you think that she's getting? I mean, because right now it's a lot of attention.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Before this happened, right? Mm-hmm.
Before George Floyd passed, rest in peace to him, before she said what she said, What attention was she getting?
She was still going dumb.
No,
she was out here.
I just said what attention was she getting.
She
was
getting attention.
Right. What I'm saying is, like, it just brought more attention to her to say what she said.
Of course.
Right.
I mean,
so,
somebody like her
right.
is going to monopolize off of,
she knows,
you know, people are probably paying her to come.
She knows she's wrong for what she said, though. She knows.
So you feel like she's totally conscious of what she's saying and doing in the media.
Right.
Why is she a Republican? Why is she supporting? I mean, I know black Republicans, so I'm not going to say why she's a Republican.
Republicans started for all blacks
right.
Republicans.
Exactly.
First.
So I'm going to say that.
And Republicans are about the money.
Right.
So if you have the money in bed, it's easy to go to Republican.
Why do you think she's such a Trump supporter, to say the least? Why do you think she's.
Well, what's wrong with Trump?
What's
wrong with Trump?
What's not? Let's start there.
What's wrong with Trump? Think about this.
I thought you were answering my dumb question.
What's wrong with Trump? Right?
Oh, we got another caller. Do we got another caller? It's a caller.
Here's the thing.
The same caller.
People don't like Trump because of our reason. Because he's real honest and he's also what you call opportunist, right?
Right.
All right. There's a lot of people out there like that. Remember, everybody was cool with Trump until he became president.
Right.
He had
right. He was the
business
man
right.
of the year.
Everybody
right.
read his book, went to his seminars, everything. He become president, everybody ate him.
So you know what's coming next, right?
What?
You don't know what's coming next. How long you need me?
Hey, man.
Okay. So do you believe that Trump is racist? We fight about this all the time, y'all, so I got other people to hear my question, and I had to ask you this on air because we argue about this so often. So
to say the man is racist is one thing. But he's not for the black culture. I would definitely say that. So he's not for the black culture.
So what is he? We know he's for the money.
He's for the money.
For the money.
He's for the green.
What do you think he's, aside from doing what he's doing to divide, because he's a divider. He divides and conquers. That's his strategy. But what do you think he's up to? Like, what do you really, like?
What is he up to?
What is he up to?
I don't even know what he's up to.
What's his agenda?
I think
his agenda is secretly in his big ass.
I think no president
right.
for the black culture. Because if they were, they could have took those statues down a long time ago.
Okay, you want to go there? You want to go here?
Yeah.
So,
I want to talk about the statues.
He's just dying to talk about these
statues. I love it. Take all the statues down.
So,
tear them all down.
Why? So let's talk about the statues. Statues, if you're not aware, statues are being removed from everywhere across the country.
They've been destroyed.
They've been destroyed. Everything.
Yeah.
So,
get them out of here.
So why do you say get the statues out of here? You don't think that taken away, because I had another argument with a person. About removing statues, and their argument was basically, no, you're removing history.
So let's put a title on the statue. Let's not call it a statue. Let's call it what it is statue. Let's call it slave owner statue.
Mm-hmm.
And then finish your sentence. So every time you talk about statue, say slave owner statue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make sense to you as you talk. Why did it be removed?
No, I
know, but just don't say statue, though. That's the key. When you say statue, tone it down.
Okay.
Like,
so
you take it down
the statue. Not just a general statue.
Right.
You're
slave
saying
on the statue.
Why are they taking down the slave on the statue?
Either all go. They know they need to go.
So that's why they're not fighting
that. Because it deals with the mindset. So when you deal with the mindset, a lot of, like, you talk about the hook, what we got. What we got.
Oh, pardon me. Corpus Comedy Goat. All right, we're bringing you back in, Lamont.
Come on, man. You talk too slow.
where do I start with Trump?
please,
I don't care about Trump, Lamont. I don't care about Trump. I don't care about Biden. Neither one was for the black culture. Period. Y'all just gotta pick somebody like any means right now. So let's just do evil.
All right, well, Trump has signed an order, executive order, that anyone who defaces a statue will get up to a maximum penalty of 20 years.
All right, let me ask you a question.
I leave with that. Okay, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. So
yeah.
He made it legal, right? Let me ask you a question.
Say again?
Give me a real honest answer. Give me a real honest answer. I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes,
I'm ready. Is it illegal to destroy a building and loot a store?
Yes, it is.
Okay, who's all in jail from that? How many are all in jail from that? And did it stop anybody from doing it? That's all. Thank you. Y'all have to ring your mouth. I'm calling up here.
What's your opinion? Like, I like opinions. Facts is cool, but hell with the facts. I like opinions. I like to hear, you know, people's personal opinions. What's your opinion on the actual, because you're a father, you have children. What are your opinions of these slaves, I'm going to say, slave owner statues being removed?
Thank you.
I think this country has reached a time period when we no longer need statues in these places, such as public places. However, to remove the statue or deface the statue under false pretenses is illegal, and you should be prosecuted. With that said, we should take these statues and we should put them in their appropriate places, because we do not want to forget our history of this country and be a part of it.
Who cares? Do you understand these statues? They create the statue. When they create the statue, we were in slavery. We didn't have an opinion of it. So now that everything is going on, we're not slaves anymore. We get to see, hey, there's slave owner statues that when your ancestors were slaves, that's who they were. We don't care who they were. Get rid of the statues. We don't care, because we don't need that mindset. We don't need the mindset.
So, you don't think it's taken away from...
It's killing the history. Destroying it. Because some of the old history needs to go. Some could stay, some can go. The slave owner statues, you can talk about slave owners. We ain't got to see a statue of them. You can say, hey, General So-and-so was a slave owner. We ain't got to see a statue of them.
You don't like the visuals.
You can go in a book and look it up. If you want to, can you say, General So-and-so,
We don't need to destroy our history, a monument, something to look up to, idolize, worship.
So the younger generation,
see them out there, they look like something we should idolize.
That's what they are.
Right.
So
right.
What happens is the younger generation, you got the old racist grandparents.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody looks up to the grandparents and their family.
Right.
So the younger generation, this is like the old grandparent who was in favor of the slavery, in favor of the good times. He can take that grandparent to the park and museum and show him the statue.
Like it's a monument.
Right.
There.
And then that young one is like, oh, my God, he's a slave owner and a statue? So in his mind, he gets to think, well, you know what? That means we're better than them. That means, oh, my God. So we don't need that mindset. We destroy that entire mindset. To get that programming, get rid of the statues so that the younger
generation
coming up.
So you're saying destroy them. Lamont, you're saying put them in museums where...
Lamont doesn't know any better.
I dragged you. Thank you for being available. So Lamont, you're saying put them in museums or places where they can actually be kept, because it is a part of history. And Armin, you're saying trash them, destroy them,
burn them.
Get rid of them.
I do agree what you say with the mindset. I've been in situations before when, you know, the mindset of us as parents of our ancestors has been traveled down, and it just messes things up. However, the way you're going about it is kind of, you know, I want to say far left. You know, we don't need to destroy our history.
It's supposed to be far left. Okay, here's the thing, Lamont. It's supposed to be far left. See, you're part of the obey the system. You are so oppressed. You're afraid to go to jail. So you said it's illegal to do something. But see, you, that quiet protest, them times are over. Nobody cares about that.
So you went to protest and say, break that shit up, set it all on fire,
goodbye.
Burn it down,
goodbye.
And let's get busy. Let's
goodbye.
Rebuild it, because we built it anyway.
You got to rebuild America. America, you got to be rebuilt.
No, I agree. I do agree to the point where you want to burn it down.
America,
I do agree with that.
on the back of slavery. Everybody knows that story. So, moving forward, we ain't got to keep going with that story anymore. We need it, because what happened is that mindset is still there. Oh, once upon a time, we were greater than you. So, we got to give it our whole mindset. The conversation needs to change.
I agree.
It don't need to ever be we were once better than you. So, if we don't have any statues, and we're not talking about the general
so
slavery.
That history.
Just, you can't really erase it, but what happens is you can talk about it, but it's different between looking at something. It's like sometimes when somebody tell you something, you can't grasp it till you see it yourself.
And I understand what you're saying. You're basically saying that the statues create the monument,
yes.
a role model.
Yes.
So it's sitting there and it's saying,
yes.
like, okay, this person did something
yes.
great. That shit wasn't great at all.
And there's some statues that came down already where there was a person over a slave. The slave was on the ground. Like, there's so many statues, unbelievable. It's crazy. So get rid of them all. That's the right movement. Get it, they all need to go.
So what do you think about, do you think it's still going to happen with Donald Trump's new law? He's not an executive order.
Nobody
right?
cares about his law.
It's just an executive
cares
order.
Nobody cares about the executive order. Like, no, like, listen, we outnumber the police in every city.
But we always did. But it doesn't matter.
But we always
the 90% of the
we
people.
We were calling to what just happened. So, and we showed them, we can outnumber you. We can take over a city. We can riot. We can destroy. We can rebel.
So, do you think that's going to continue? Do you think that now things are dying down? It's under control?
We just woke up. We just woke up. So, what happened is, you just woke up as a people. It's just like when you're in bed and you sleep, somebody wake you up. That's all we did. We just woke up. We didn't brush our teeth. We ain't doing it.
We just woke up.
And we think, okay, now we woke up. Now it's what we want to do. And remember, there is no progress until laws are actually changed.
Right.
And actually people are held accountable that need to be held accountable. Until then, it's just pacifying us. But the younger generation is smart. They quote that. That's why they're still going on and on and on and on. Because they realize there's nothing changing.
Do you think that the younger generation, the ones that are out here in this movement, do you think they're going to continue to keep that same energy, though?
You know what? You got to ask them, because I don't know what they do. They just do their own thing.
Yeah, they don't think. They just go. How do you feel?
That's what I love about them, because they're not like us. See, we were part of the oppressed. They obey the system. Don't do
right.
this. Don't go to this. Don't. See, that was us.
You can have
yeah.
10,000
yeah.
of us and two cops.
Right.
They shut up. Right.
They don't care. Like, I mean, they just taking over. They're like, listen, we ain't going for it. We ain't trying to hear it. And that's what we got. And they make a lot of sense, because remember, I didn't know so many slave owner statues in America.
Right.
It took for the loot and the rioting and everything and the rebellion to be taking place.
Like, they dug
for it. All of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, they want to take down statues? Not one time did I ever say take down a statue. It never crossed my mind in years to get rid of these statues.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like they say they offer to take down the statue. I'm like, that's a great idea. Give it all. I didn't know that was possible.
What about, isn't that a statue like on top of a building? Is it in New York? It's somewhere, but it's a slave owner. But he got
they took that down. They took that down.
Yeah, who got it? I thought an airplane would run into it. I don't know. I was kind of like,
I mean,
we brought planes now. We can take that one out.
That's one of them, though. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's just one of them.
People hanging from the trees, the FBI. It's compromised, and they talking about it was a suicide. Everybody knows that's
crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Right, and then you got the thing with NASCAR. They're going to try to say it was a pull handle. Really? Only out of all the garages, he has the only pull handle in there? Like, come on, man.
Shit like a noose.
Yeah.
Every time something happens,
the funny thing is, if anything happened, there's cameras for everything. Where are the cameras that took place when these people were hanging from the trees?
Right.
It's all inside job. It's all compromised. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, we can't say all white people, because we don't know who's part of our organization, who's not. But
so how do you think we're going to be able to identify? Because we're all around.
We're on the brink of a race war. We're this close to a race war. But the thing...
You don't think it's already a race war?
These ladies pulling guns out on women
and children now?
It's
like,
not a race war, because we have some white people actually protesting with us and with us. So because of that balance, that helps us. But at the same time, We got a lot of work that got to be done, man. A lot of work that got to be done.
Any input here in the mind?
Because the cops,
I
it
totally...
won't be if the cops is thrown in the bus, which is why everybody's talking, they all going to the cops right now. They say reform the system because the system need to be redone. So that's what's taking from being a race war. It's like, all right, we got a little bit of, like, okay, this is the last straw we can pull to keep it from going left.
All right, let me get Lamont's opinion. Lamont, jump in. I want to hear what you have to say about this.
Look, I totally do agree, and you know what? I somewhat walk with you on this. I don't believe that.
I'm trying to get knocked out, man. You just keep knocked out. Once you're good at me, that means you get knocked out.
He said,
kind of. Hold on.
I'm messing with you, man. Do your thing, man. You know I'm right. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't believe that is going to be a quote unquote race war. But what I do believe, if we keep moving in this direction, we will change what, you know, racism is. We're not going to eradicate it. We're not going to take the hate out of people, because we are human at the end of the day. We have feelings at the end of the day.
You're wrong.
Okay. I deal with racism every day, and I'm sure you do too.
Everybody knows he's black, so that's not new. Newsflash, but listen. So here's the thing: the two generations, the white and black, are seeing eye to eye. They can play together. They can do things together. They don't really like. If you look on some of these videos, white people are actually in support of what's going on. If you look at what happened with. George Floyd again, you know, was the white person there. If you look at what's been going on, pretty much they're a different generation mindset. So this, the whole white black thing, it can definitely be harmony where whites and blacks can get along great. This is like sports. Sports is one thing where really I would say is not no real racism. You know what I mean? You know, like where you can have the most racist guy in football and the most racist guy, you know, they came two different positions, but they need one another to get a touchdown and they work together. You know, but they actually end up liking each other and then realizing that, you know what, my parents were raised to teach me not to like black people and vice versa, but I'm cool with you. You see what I'm saying? So that goes to show that it depends on how people are taught in their upbringing, which again brings back to mindset. But the younger generation, the whites and blacks get along great. The cultures are mixing. So when you talk about, you know, can it ever be and it's forever going to be hateism? That's the whole thing. It doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to hate each other. White and black got to hate each other. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, but it's looking like that because of the white supremacist organizations that tied in.
So you think that's why they're playing it coronavirus to get rid of all the old white people that's racist? I'm just saying.
That's another conversation. You know, we all know what the whole. I mean, people don't know, but coronavirus is actually a patent. Like, you might get money off of that. That's a whole other situation. But I'm just saying. But you know, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys got a race war because you have whites. You have, like I said, every white person not racist. You got white people who aren't racist but do racist things, don't mean to do it. That's the funny thing about it.
They don't know.
Right, they don't know. They don't mean no harm by it, you know. They like to say different things and they realize, you know what, that's a racist statement to say that. They go, oh, you black guys do this, great. And they don't realize that's, you know, that they don't mean to be racist. They say things don't mean to be racist. But again, the older generation, they're really caught up in that whole thing. The younger generation, they're doing good. This is why the protest is going on. You look at all the marches going on, you don't see a whole all black by themselves. You see black and white. And that's what you want to see, that unity, that
right.
Black and white.
Right.
It don't matter why they're marching together. It's just that the white person realizes, you know what, you guys have a point, and I'm with you. The older generation is saying, we're going to hang you from a tree.
So you think these is a bunch of old guys going to grab some people and then they just
absolutely. I don't know how they're doing it. I'm just saying, you know, those white supremacy clan practices are they've been going on for a long time.
So do you think that this is something that we're going to get to the bottom of? I mean, do you think that...
We got to the bottom of it.
I mean, but do
you
think...
We know who's doing it.
But we know exactly who's doing it.
We know who's doing it, but
the
cameras,
know.
We don't answer the cameras. They do.
But do you think that these crimes are going to be resolved, or are they going to be swept under the rug?
Which one is the bigger crime? Hang for the tree or beat that knock down the statue? Tell me, because I'm going to
the tree.
Exactly, but they think that the statue's worth hanging from the tree.
Absolutely.
That's the problem.
Absolutely,
that's
and
the problem.
I agree. But do you think that this is going to be addressed? Right now, they're writing them off as suicides, and we know damn right well black people don't hang themselves.
Or touch a noose. I don't know how to tie a noose, and I was a Boy Scout.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody knows how to do no daggone noose. We're allergic to noose.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to put you up. What is your thoughts on this before I put you on hold here, Lamont, since I got you on the line already? What is your thoughts on the whole hanging situation and the way they're being written off? Do you think that somebody's going, this is going to get unraveled at some point and they're going to address this as well?
They've been hanging for years, man.
I mean, but the latest.
Look, no one of any color should be hung for any crime. This is why we have a justice system.
Lamont, listen to me here, okay? You all lives matter, guys.
All lives matter.
Okay?
You
identify yourself with that right there. All right? You starting to talk like you scared to talk. That's what I'm saying. We all know nobody needs it. Anybody ask you that? Because you're afraid to say black people shouldn't be hanging from a tree. Black lives are being attacked right now. You got to understand something. If something happens, your house is on fire, right? Your house is on fire, right? You want the firefighter to come to your house, not to go to no one else's house. So right now, black lives are on fire. We're being attacked. So now the target is Black Lives Matter. Yes. So it's about the black lives. They're not hanging all these lives on the tree. You know that. Don't talk like that, man. That's why you got to get out the ring.
Yeah, well, here's what I have to say. And here's what I have to say to you in this fashion. Yes, if someone take up arms, if someone attack me, I'm going to fight back. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what color they are. That's what I'm going to do. Yes, it is wrong. No matter, no ifs, ands, buts about it is wrong. It is wrong to hang a black person, white person, child, adult, whatever. But if you're going to...
What are you talking about, man? You're talking about is it wrong to hang my black person? Listen, the third bit is that. That's not what we're saying. But you're changing the narrative. Yeah. It's wrong to hang it. It's wrong. We're not saying it's wrong. We're saying is it going to be accountable for who's hanging from these trees? And that is suicide.
I would say it for you because you want to hear it. I would say it for you. Hey, you hang a black person from a tree is going to be some problem.
All right. But there's no problem right now.
Right, because they're doing it. They're hanging people from trees. They're hanging black people from trees.
Yes.
And they're being written off as suicide.
Right.
Do you think what the hell do we got to burn down to say this? Either black people don't do shit like this, because we don't.
We need to go burn the city down. That's what you want to hear? When they start hanging black people from the tree?
I might hang up. Thanks for calling, man.
Oh, my God.
That's what you want to hear. We need to go burn the city down. They hang a black people.
We got to
burn the city down.
Lamont.
My question to you is, if they hang a black people, do you think it's right for us to start hanging white people?
That was a good question. I think you should answer it. Entertain the question, sir.
Who are you going to hang? You going to hang the wrong person? If you're not hanging a person from that hate organization, you're doing no justice by hanging a white person. They don't care. You didn't hang one of them.
No, they only...
Just a waste of time. They have a whole organization. If you can find out who's in those chapters, who the people are, and hang their people, then it's going to do something. But if you hang a random person, they don't care. They don't know.
They didn't care when they hung a black person. Why should I care when I hang a white person?
Okay, I'm not.
I mean, that's one of the Old Testaments, the eye for an eye. You hang a black person, we hang a white person. hey,
let me ask you a question.
You choke.
Let me ask you a question.
You choke a black. Wait, you choke a black guy. You choke a black guy. You kill him. We burn down your city.
Let me ask you a question, brother. I don't know what kind of work you do. Are you working or you shut down?
No, I'm working. I'm working.
All right. What kind of work do you do?
prefer not to say, but I work for the federal government.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, okay, now. Oh.
Keep me all quiet.
Oh. No, you can't talk. You want to run?
Yeah, you want to run.
No, man, you can't. Come on, man. No, wonder. You can't talk. You want to run?
Let's go toe for toe. You think I'm compromised? I show you like this.
Here's my question. I didn't ask you who told me you to say it.
Here's
my question. Is anybody white at your job?
There is a lot of white people at my job.
Okay. So somebody gets hung black, right? So do you think it makes sense to take them your job and hang them because they're white?
It doesn't matter.
So you're friends with somebody at your job, ate lunch with somebody at your job, told somebody at your job, but the white person, you're mad that you seen on TV a black person was hung. It makes sense to that white person that you're cool with to go hang up from a tree?
It doesn't matter who the white person is. It's the symbolism of them hanging a white person, period.
Listen, man. You still didn't answer the question. I asked you, are you going to hang that person from your job that you eat lunch with every day because they're white and you saw somebody black off from the tree?
Well, I answered that question already. Me personally, no. However, if that white person needs to be hung,
therefore, you're not making sense because you're saying, I won't hang this person, but I'll hang that person. So whose value is better?
No,
whose life is better? That makes somebody go, ooh, I'm that person. You better have you some trees. Who's going to make that?
I'm not saying any particular person needs to be hung, period.
You got to hit one of those.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. They shouldn't hang a black person. They shouldn't hang a white person. But when they hang a black person, if it's an eye for an eye, then it wouldn't matter what white person we hung. It's the symbolism of them being hung, period. So if that white person is my friend.
All right, so I want to jump in because I understand where Lamont is coming from, and he makes a good argument. It's a symbolism to get them riled up that, oh, goodness, a white person was hung. It's not necessarily – I understand what you're saying. I understand both sides. But for clarity on what he's saying is that if a white person was hung, that – it would still get them riled. That same organization, that organization would probably get riled up too. But what you're saying is, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't care. They'd be like, that was just Diane. She liked them anyway, so it don't matter.
You got to find out who in
you
that organization. You get one of anybody from any chapter and hang them. Now you got a statement. You just can't randomly hang white people just because. That doesn't make any sense. You're just going to hang a white person. So you're probably going to hang a white person just because of you're not, mind you, you're not part of an organization. Let's start with that, right? You're not part of any organization.
What sense does it make to hang a black person?
That's not the point, what I'm telling you. You're not part of an organization, but what I'm saying is you have an organization that's hanging black people. So you're saying go toe for toe hanging white people. I'm saying you have to, you got to understand how these organizations work. These secret organizations work, these private organizations work. They have agendas and they do things, and they do things a certain kind of way. So you have to hit them personally to get them, because they don't care about a random. They care less. It doesn't affect them. they just keep hanging more people. They'll be laughing like, ha, idiot, and just hang more people. So we could be hanging left and right, but we're losing because the organization's organized structure is doing it, and they keep on doing it. They're winning their, they're getting their agenda put. We want to stop it from happening. We got to stop them from doing it.
Now you want to get organized. You want to get structure and you want to get ranked to go out there and gather the information to hang the right white person. I think we can call that Black Lives Matter.
They did it. That's why there's no cannabis being seen. They did it. They made sure the cannabis put it in the show. It's an organized situation. Don't think it's a random just, walk down the street. They got a meeting, sit down, plan everything how they do it. Yeah, that's the case that the first one came out of, they came at 3 in the morning and did this, and they drove this car, and these people did this. All that footage is there. But you're a fag, you can't even get it. You can't even get that. You can't even get
it. I'm not coaching you no more. Lamont, thank you for jumping into this one.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about Vanilla Ice. Thanks for being on the line, hang out with us, because the next topic is good, too. So we're going to keep going. That is Lamont we've been torturing for the last half hour.
He's going to keep getting beat up. Hey, get off the ring, Lamont.
So my next question to you is, and we're going over time a little bit, but I don't care, let's do it. Vanilla Ice just canceled.
Who's that?
Had his concert. He had a concert scheduled on. Can I finish my question?
July 4th,
and they canceled it. I mean,
who is that?
You don't know who Vanilla Ice is?
No, who's Vanilla Ice?
You don't know Vanilla Ice, but you just never heard of Vanilla Ice.
Ice
baby.
Turkey Hill. I don't know what.
I know all the lyrics to his song.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know who Vanilla Ice is?
Yeah, I'm
talking about. He's a legendary rapper.
Oh, okay.
Vanilla Ice topic. I guess you're not going to touch on that. You're not going to discuss Vanilla Ice.
Who's Vanilla Ice?
Right here. I got the article right here.
I know who he is.
I think you know who Vanilla Ice is. You are a music connoisseur. You know who Vanilla Ice is.
Who's Vanilla Ice?
No, and I, come on, for real. But I was sad when I heard this.
What happened to Candace Owens?
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
I'm not Candace Owens.
You're
one of Candace Owens.
You have to hold me tightly. What?
You talking about Candace Owens before, aren't you? Or somebody.
We're talking about her, so I moved on.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I just said who's not
ours. You threw Candace Owens
in the trash. No, I did throw in the trash because of what she said.
I got her too. You wanna...
I mean, anybody, but well, that's what the black skin color.
You hate Americans with black.
I love Americans with black skin color so much that I'm willing to fall on a sword 1,000 times for them to wake up and realize that we are being lied to, abused, and used by the Democrat Party.
What do you think about Candace Owens saying that we are being lied to, used, and abused by the Democrat Party? Why do you have to look at me like that? I just want
to she's being lied to, and she's drinking the Kool-Aid, period. Just to feed into anything about a Democrat-Republican situation. Like, really? They're all the same.
So let's take a little more of this conversation, because Candace Owens
kind of... Let's hear his opening statement. He said that you
mean to go on that. I just want to come up now.
Yes, purveyors of hate, by his definition, is anybody that supports the president. I support the president because he's done a tremendous job in helping the black community, despite all of the rhetoric from the media and leftists.
So, let me ask you that. Do you think that Donald Trump did a tremendous job in helping the black community?
I don't know. What has he done?
She's going to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be ready with my...
No, what I'm saying is...
Not wanting to be successful.
He claims...
Tell me a little bit about how the president has helped the black community, if you would.
Just like you said.
He's lowered the black unemployment rate. It's the lowest it's ever been in the history. He's getting us off of our feet. We see, I believe, the last number I checked was 3.5.
Okay.
Stop.
So, what Candace Owens said, if you guys didn't hear it, it is on my page. If you want to watch the full video, it's on my Facebook page. She said that he got out... He lowered the unemployment rate for the black people. What else you say? You throw me off.
She said the unemployment.
Yeah, so.
That was unemployment. That's because of Uber and Lyft. It had nothing to do with him.
Nothing to do with Donald Trump.
No. If Barack Obama, if Uber and Lyft was a top level when Barack Obama first started, then Barack Obama
gave him the credit.
Right. So right now, it's Uber and Lyft. If some people drive an Uber and Lyft, and is taking the unemployment way that way, yes. But Trump didn't do that.
That's not a Trump thing. So you feel like he just,
nah.
He just using numbers to
numbers is he the president on his watch, yeah. But technology happened on a certain time.
Right.
So,
no, I agree.
So the timing of the universe happening right now, and whatever, and so it's one of those things where if you have a team and the team's already put together, but the coach, you know, the coach is there, they're gonna get the credit.
Right.
But they didn't put that team together. The team going to Super Bowl, yeah, you might have coached, but you didn't put that team together.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, this ends our show. This is good. It was great. I had a ball. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We will be back another Thursday, maybe next Thursday, but you'll see the promo. I'm sure Armin wants to come back and argue and have some more controversial conversations.
Thanks for having me. Make sure you guys can handle
the rhetoric.
Make some sense to me, Paul.
So be ready. We will be back on another Thursday. We're probably looking maybe next Thursday, depending on the atmosphere, depending on coronavirus right now. Coronavirus, COVID-19 is.
I ain't got a mask on right now. You got a mask on?
But we are alone.
We're in here, right?
So
it don't matter. It don't matter what corona is doing.
So we'll be here.
Be safe.
As many of you know, I don't go around many people, so
we took each other's temperature.
It's safe in here. We are social distancing. So join us maybe next Thursday. But of course, I will post and let you guys know when we will be back on.
Hey, well, thank you for tuning in, everybody.
We definitely appreciate you guys.
Give us feedback. Tell us, you know, what y'all like, what y'all don't like. You know what I mean about the show.
Absolutely.
Y'all enjoy it. Did you have your popcorn ready, or did you forget to get out of town to pop the popcorn? Let us know.
And we'll have popcorn next time.
Daddy got a popcorn.
I got popcorn here.
It's the better one. You didn't think about the popcorn. No, but is it No Frills, or was it like a name brand popcorn?
Oh, it's me.
Okay, you're right. Oh, you got all
Orange
Popper.
Come on,
boo. You got Orange Popper. You got a Chanel one. You got a Chanel one.
You
heard me earlier
about all my name brand stuff, but, you know, it is what it is. So, listen. Industries Radio is your girl, Nina Capone. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Everybody on the radio station, everybody on the live, we appreciate you all so much for joining us. And on that note, we are about to get out of here. Let's find the exit. Here we go, right here. Can I play this?
Yo, what's up? This is the world's greatest DJ, the KID, the Kid Capri. And I'm banging with Nina Capone right here on the hottest radio show in the world, Industries Radio. Let's get it.